proclamation number 5383 dated the May 6, 1952. Serious admonition. The final phase of the earth. Your well-ordered life will only last a little while longer in order to then be plunged into a chaos which you cannot escape with your own strength. For then the earth will enter its final phase. It will be approaching its end. This prediction has to be taken very seriously, since it is intended to make you aware that your time, too, is coming to an end, that you don't have a long lifespan left, and many will even have to brace themselves to be suddenly recalled before. Every day you are still alive is a gift you should value, for every good deed you do in one day will increase your strength, which you will sorely need to make use of in the coming time. However, anyone who thoughtlessly lives without love and faith will be completely without strength or hand himself over to the one who will certainly provide him with strength but will not protect him from the end, from the last judgment, from the renewed banishment in solid matter. Don't sell your soul for a price which will truly not make up for the hardship this soul has yet to go through when its earthly life comes to an end. I cannot admonish you often and seriously enough about this, because I want to prepare a blissful fate for you. Yet you humans don't believe what I repeatedly let seers and prophets proclaim to you. You don't believe it, and I cannot force you to believe. You are truly worldly minded and incredibly distant from being spiritual. You are completely immersed in matter, and this matter will overwhelm you. It will completely imprison you again because you don't want to let go of it as long as you have the strength to hold on. Try to imagine just for once imprisonment in hardest matter and being unable to free yourselves from it. The thought would give you tremendous strength to avoid this fate. Yet you lack belief in it, and I cannot give you this belief. You will have to acquire it for yourselves through a life of love. Then the whole context will become clear to you, and also the significance of your earthly life as a human being. And you would be alarmed as to how much you deviate from the task given to you for the time of your existence on earth. Do good works. Force yourselves to do so. Learn to do without for the sake of your fellow human being, alleviate suffering and hardship, comfort and refresh those who are sick and weak, lend a merciful hand wherever you see misery. You won't just do it for others but also for yourselves, for your soul will come alive and every good deed will gain you spiritual enlightenment. You will attain spiritual vision and recognize my great love where you still see today the merciless reign of a power which only wants to torture you on earth. Listen to my repeated call of warning and admonition and don't let it bypass your ears unheeded. Let go of your desire for material things. Only consider the salvation of your soul and don't worry. For I will also take care of you in an earthly sense if only you seriously take care of your soul, which is in utmost danger because the end is near. Amen.